The Holy Souls envelopes are still in the back of the church. If you have not yet gotten one, please do so. And Sunday, October the 29th, is a feast of Christ the King. All the masses will be here on that day. There will be no mass in Birmingham. And I ask you all, on that day especially, to remember us in your prayers and to ask God to continue to bless us and help us and guide us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. My good people, I think too many of us have a mistaken idea of what to expect in life on earth. We spend our time looking for peace on earth, an external peace. We even sometimes look for a sort of heaven on earth. Some of us go so far as to wait and pray for the so-called three-day darkness and the so-called period of peace that is supposed to follow so we can be better able to glorify God. My good people, it's the internal peace, the peace within us that makes for an external peace. As long as we are not peaceful within ourselves, we cannot expect to find peace anywhere else. The heaven that we are striving for we find within ourselves, but we only find it there when we find God there. Because where God is not, there is no heaven, there is no peace. This peace, this internal peace, is not something that we just wish for and it happens. Yes, there are many people who go about, they look peaceful, they act peaceful, as long as everything is going their way. But you cross them, and God help you. Yes, it's human. It's human nature. It's natural. Even the saints got upset at times. Even Our Lady, the Mother of Sorrows. But they never lost their deep internal peace. It was like the ocean, a big storm in the ocean. The surface is all disturbed. But go down a bit, and as calm as can be. The only way we can attain that peace is by conquering ourselves in little things. Biting our tongue when we want to say something sharp to somebody. for biting our tongue when we just want to talk uselessly. Every word that is spoken in idleness is a word taken away from God. Little things. When you meet somebody you don't like, instead of avoiding them, go out of your way to be nice to them. Say, hello, how are you? Even if they bite your head off, say, have a good day and go about your business. Little things. When you're asked to take out the garbage, or clean your room, or fix the screen door, or whatever it may be, do it then, at the moment you are asked. Don't put it off to when you feel like it. Do it as though God Himself had asked you to do it. If our Lord or Our Lady or Saint Joseph stood in front of us and asked any one of us to do this or that, would we make all kinds of excuses and put it off? I don't think so. Little things, like when we are corrected about something. Do we accept it with humility as coming from God Himself? Or do we get upset and come out with a list of excuses and justifications? It's the little things that add up to the big things. If we overcome ourselves in the little things, we'll find it much easier to overcome the big things. But if we don't work on the little things, forget the big ones. It's like trying to climb a mountain and not knowing how to walk. So my good people, take the time, make the effort to examine yourselves and look at yourselves and discover all the little things that need work and take yourself in hand and conquer these little things. And they may be awful hard to conquer sometimes, but in doing so, you will find yourselves growing peaceful within, calm and collected. And when something big does come along, you may momentarily be discouraged or upset, but you won't lose your deep-seated peace. And you'll understand that God will help you out. So instead of giving you a normal blessing, I'm going to ask instead that the peace of our Lord go with you, home and throughout each day of your lives, wherever that may be. May God bless you.